Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
670 The Score's Mullinhaw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference. It can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he is here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullinhaw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to The Compound, hosted by Ian Happ.
It's a grand slam for Ian Happ. What a play, Ian Happ, into the Ivy.
And Dakota Mekas.
6'7", 250-pound Mekas. Swing and a miss, struck him out.
Welcome back to the Compound Podcast. This is episode 276 of the Compound Podcast, presented by Parse Rum. Go to Benny's, get your Parse, go to Benny's. Just go in there, find a Parse bottle, grab it, take a photo of it, send it to Tom at the Compound Socials, send it to the Twitters.
Well, you got to purchase it. We want you to purchase it. We don't want you to just...
Yeah, and then we'll take a photo of it and then take it to the register and check out.
No. You know what they got to do is they got to take the photo outside the store with the bottle. Yes. That way we know they've purchased it.
Yeah, yes. Take it outside the store. It's late. Dakota's a little tired.
It's not that late. I'm just tired today. I don't know why. And I got to be up. It's gonna be up early tomorrow. I'm an early riser.
It's got an early morning.
Hey, we appreciate him grinding with us on this late night.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We always appreciate it. I'm gonna turn it over to you guys and your topics, and whoever wants to go can start.
I mean, this. You act like this is new. Like you don't do this every week.
What do you mean?
You always just like, all right. So what do you guys got?
I mean, you guys are good.
Hey,
you guys are good.
Let me start with this. Let me start with this. You might have to switch football teams because my team embarrassed yours on Sunday. Embarrassed. I'm sorry. Yeah. To the city of Chicago, I'm sorry you guys had to watch that. That was embarrassing.
Let me say two things. One, you don't like to see a 50 burger. Two, Ben Johnson, accountability guy. He's an accountability guy. He was the first one to say, we got to be better.
What I love about Ben Johnson, and I still love him, especially since we won by so much.
Lions fans were booing him, though.
Well, yeah. That's all part of it. He went to the Bears. I think if he went to a team other than the Bears, like if he went to like the Jaguars and took that job, they wouldn't have booed him, I don't think.
I mean, he stayed an extra year. He could have left after that first year. And like, I think most coordinators would have. I thought that was insane they booed him. I was just, I'm pro booing. I'm on the record as being pro booing. But when a guy stays an extra year for you, when he could have left and taken a job, like, I think you got to give. Like, he stayed and tried to win the Super Bowl. It didn't work out.
I don't want this to go in a different direction, but I feel like Tom's pro booing in baseball and not in other sports.
It also, they booed Matt Stafford. Like, if they booed Matt Stafford, they're going to boo
everyone. That was also bad. That was also Stafford. But this is the reason no this franchise hasn't won anything ever. You guys don't know how to act.
Have no problem with it. No problem with it.
That's great. How many championships you got? Big old goose eggs. Anyway, let's get to a real topic. Anthony Rizzo was at the Cubs game this weekend. He retired as a Cub. Ian, you guys had a lot of interactions. Just take us through Saturday. That was a pretty special day.
He still can't throw and he still can't catch.
It was a pretty special day. I think the whole thing was done very well by the Cubs. The reception was everything you would expect and more from the Cubs fans. I think you just saw what it meant to the fan base and to what he meant to the fan base in the city. Like, I was asked a lot of questions about this in the days before, and I think the one thing that I just kept coming back to was, like, as special as the 16 team was and that 15-16-17 run and Riz's career and all the accolades, I think the two things that really stood out about Riz and made him special were the fact that he was the beginning of the rebuild, that he went through the toughest times of that 13 and 14, and his work off the field and just how much he gave back to the city. And I think you can really see with the fans just how much that meant to them and how much that resonated. And it was really special. It was really cool that the first thing he wanted to do was go sit in the bleachers and enjoy a game that way. It's a special weekend. I mean, got to Saturday night, had a little retirement party and got to see him and all of his friends that, you know, I'd gotten to know over the years and really took me in as a young player and as a young guy in the city. So that was cool.
Only 100? You can only give him 100 for beer? You didn't want to throw him?
I thought, Tony, 100's enough for you, man.
He's got plenty of money.
He had a good career. He's got plenty of money. You're rich. Like, here's a hundy.
It was a good gesture.
I don't know. You took a ball, and right, you do this usually at the end of the year, but you did this for Tony over the weekend where you put a $100 bill and said, buy everyone beer in the stands. And
well, the message was, here's to never having to buy a beer in Chicago, because he never has to. You know, he's a legend in the city. He's the type of guy that when people see him, you know, they want to take care of him. And so I thought that would be a little funny joke. And I thought that with his reference to the cup snakes before he went out there, he held true. You know, he had a nice cup snake going. And I tossed him that ball. I did see the video post game where he was talking to me quite a bit. I didn't pick up all of those things that he said.
I was gonna ask you, could you hear any of them? Did you ever hear?
No, not that many. And his whole crew is out there. And so I was getting kind of a lot from a lot of different people. But then Moises hits a homer, first career homer, backside right at him. You can't draw it up any better. I mean, that was the baseball gods.
Clanked it. Did you talk to him about that? You're like, what are you doing?
Well, I went out there, and maybe it was during a mound visit, and I turned around and I go, what do we got? What do we got? And he goes, that's why I'm retired. And yeah, it was pretty good. But can you imagine if he would have just barehanded that thing and just been standing there, like holding it up? What a moment.
That's what it was still funny the way it played out, but it would have been incredible if he just like frames that and holds it up in the, like, people would have gone even crazier.
Well, I don't know if the broadcast captured it, but it was kind of like, it was a scramble for the ball. His buddy picked it up. He got it back. He realized that it was Moises' first career homer.
Yeah,
and then he chucked it back,
right? Yeah.
But he threw it to the ball boy, and it was, I can't remember who was hitting after him, but whoever was hitting after Moises, the game stopped. And the umpires had to like call it dead, and like there was like a 20-second stoppage, and I was running out to left field the next inning, the umpire out there, and I was like, we got to kick Riz out of the stands. He's disrupting the game. Can't have it.
I don't think I noticed that. That's incredible. When's the last time you've caught a first pitch? I saw you went out to catch it, and I was like, it has to be a while since you've caught a first pitch.
Yeah, I honestly can't remember the last one I caught. Definitely caught a few. I can't remember the last one I caught.
Nowadays, it's like starting pitchers or like bench guys, like people that aren't playing.
Clark catches a lot of them. Yeah, unless it's like somebody you know, or like, you know, there was one where like Jeff Garland asked – I think Porter to catch it for him. Like they're like if so, like if Eddie Vedder was like, "Hey, will you catch my first pitch?" Like, of course.
I'm not gonna say it hurts that Jeff Garland didn't ask you when he's a friend of the pod, but you know, we'll move on from that.
Maybe he didn't want to disrupt the routine. You know,
I respect that.
But it was a cool dude. The guest list. It was like, you know, Eddie was there, Chelios was there, Cindy Crawford was there. There was just like Demp obviously was there. It was just cool to see like all the people that showed up for him. Jay Hay being there was really amazing. Jay Hay brought his son Messi down in the clubhouse kind of for the first time and got to be around a little bit, which was really cool. So it's just like those things. And like when you see just like former players and people coming back to celebrate, that's just it's special.
You said you got to hang out with Rizzo after the game too?
Yeah, he had a little retirement party. So I like got to see him, his family, friends, you know, a bunch of people that were there. Actually, Big Cat was around. He came in on Friday because they were doing the Fox stuff. So him, Urban Meyer, Leinart, Mark Ingram wouldn't want to tackle him. Tell you that.
All those guys came in there?
Yeah, they were hanging on Friday.
What?
So
what a crazy, I get because they all work for the Fox show, but like the Big Cat makes sense because he's actually like friends with Rizzo, but the other ones are just hilarious. Like,
yeah,
hey, there's Mark Ingram here.
Yeah, Big Cat was at Rizzo's deal, which was cool. Yeah, Mark Ingram wouldn't want to tackle him.
No.
Where was the party, if you feel like revealing?
I'm not going to say.
Why?
Not going to say, Tom.
Why?
I don't know.
There's no reason that needs to be a secret.
I don't know. I don't want to give too many details.
It already happened. Because
like, people are gonna camp out like, oh, Rizzo went here one time.
No, it's not that. It's like I don't wanna like it was a nice party.
Would have loved to get the invite, you know?
Well, if you would have come a weekend late, you know, last time you were in Chicago, you didn't want to see the boys.
Yeah.
I felt uncomfortable enough at your wedding, I would have thrown up with like awkwardness at a Rizzo retirement party with those people. And then like Mark Ingram walks in and I'd line up to form.
Well, he was there on Friday.
Oh, I thought you said they all went to the retirement.
No, they were all there on Friday because they came in before they did the Saturday show because it was at Northwestern. They were doing the Northwestern was playing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I thought you meant like Urban Meyer walk into Rizzo's retirement party. I was like, how did he get an invite?
Yeah, well, you know, famous people knowing famous people.
That would be.
I mean, I was going to say at a certain point, right, if you're famous enough, you could probably just walk into anywhere you want. Like, I don't know if Urban Meyer's quite that famous, but he's around it.
Like, Rizzo's not walking up.
Eddie Vedder's that famous.
Yeah.
He can go wherever he wants.
Is Rizzo walking up to Mark Ingram if he comes into his retirement party and says, like, hey, man, like, who do you know here? No. Like, no chance. No.
That's why you were going to be there, Dakota. You were going to try to have to bounce Mark Ingram. They were like,
I would have worked security at this event.
I was also going to say, Dakota, I feel like having worked in the minors, you would be the guy that I would go to ask to catch a lot of first pitches because your reliever – charismatic, you know, personable, like that's what you're looking for when you're looking for someone to catch first pitches. You want someone that'll like talk to the people because it is like, especially if you throw it out of like a minor league game, whatever, it's like a nice little like, oh, you got to do this like fun thing.
Looks good in a photo, good looking guy. Yeah.
I did it a few times in like Myrtle Beach. Our bullpen's so far from the, it was like out in right field, so we would never do it there. It was just too far. I did it in Iowa a few times, and then I remember it got to the point where everyone else would say no, so they would just keep asking me because I would always say yes, and it got to the point where I had to be like, guys, like I really don't want to do this every single game. Like, it was literally every day they'd be like, hey, like, we can't get anyone else. I'm like, you need to make someone else do it. Like, it's someone had, like, there's four other starting pitchers that are doing nothing today. Like, make one of them do it, please.
When you're the mayor, though.
I'm, you know, if I could go back in time, I would have done it every single time now. Mayor Des Moines. Mayor. It's my place.
Ian, just on Saturday, catching Rizzo. By the way, Rizzo, not a great first pitch, as Dakota said. Kind of a little. Were you surprised? You were like, you had to get up there. You had to jump.
You know, I was hoping he wouldn't bounce it. I had to be more nervous than him. I'm not kidding. I haven't been down to catcher squat in I don't know how long.
You sat down there for a while too.
Yeah, I mean, he was getting his flowers. I didn't know whether to be clapping, standing up. And so when I got down there, I thought about going to a knee for a second. And then also I was like, the worst thing that could happen is that I clank this thing. And so I had the jitters and I was like, just whatever happens, catch it. Just catch it.
Like, you got to catch
it. But then as soon as he released it, I was like,
you're like, all right, well, it's not bouncing.
I was like, I got this thing.
Yeah.
What were your emotions like Saturday? 'Cause, I mean, that's, you know, that's one of, if not your best friend you've played with that throughout your entire career.
Well, probably like second or third best friend he's played with throughout his career.
Yeah,
I see your points. I'm sorry. Yeah,
I.
We're still waiting on Dakota Mekis Day at Wrigley Field. It's coming.
It's soon enough. People are clamoring for it. I don't know.
You'll do the Cup Snakes in the outfield too. Sorry, go ahead.
When he came back to play for the Yankees, and they did the video for the first time, I was really emotional. And I think that because of that, I was a little bit less emotional on Saturday. I think like the video, like I'd seen his retirement video that he put out. I'd seen, you know, the video was pretty similar to what they did when he came back. And so I was just happy for him. Like, I honestly thought I was going to be Waterworks. And if he was Waterworks, I would have been Waterworks. But just knowing how happy he is, knowing how like content he is in retirement, and knowing how well everything played out, like the years that he had in Chicago, and the full circle moment of like him being back, seeing the appreciation, knowing he's going to be around the organization as an ambassador and going to have a presence in Chicago, like all those things, I think it was more of not only being happy, but just like some peace to like the whole thing in the career, and like just look at it from like four gold gloves, platinum glove, the silver slugger, the Roberto Clemente, the World Series. Like, it's just such a complete career, and like 300 plus homers, everything that he's done. Like, I don't think he could ask for much more. And, you know, seeing how happy his family was and like how at home they felt, I think just really put a bow on the whole thing. And so, more than like being emotional, I was just like super, super happy that this all came together and that he's kind of back where I think he belongs.
Yeah, it was more of like a celebration of his career than like a big like sappy moment kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, it was more just celebrating, like you said, all those accomplishments he had in his career.
Yeah, and I think like when he came back for the Yankees, I was like more like,
oh, this is his first time back here.
This is super emotional.
Yeah, for sure.
It was just, you could tell the energy was just exuding out of him in terms of like, this is so much fun. And you could tell that he was having fun. I think that was the thing that came across. You also changed your walk-up song. You did the Rizzo, the one that gets everyone going. That was kind of cool too. Did you know you were going to do that? When did that thought come into your head?
Yeah, it was kind of that morning. I was like, you know what? I should definitely do that. And you know what? This is kind of a full circle thing too. One of the first times I had ever heard of somebody doing that, Riz did it for Starling. Starling was like one of the biggest influences on him, just, you know, early in his career, a guy that played every day, a guy that like Alfonso Soriano, obviously a big one for him. But Starling, even though they were close in age, was a pretty big influence on Riz early in his career, just a guy that went out and posted and like the importance of playing every day. And like those guys did it together for all those years. And so when Starling was traded, when the first time that he came back, Riz played Starling's walkout for him. And he had told me that story. And that was one of the, you know, the things that it's kind of a pretty special moment, I think, that Riz remembered. And so I wanted to do that for him. It was the really cool thing about it. Although our walkouts don't last as long as they used to, I thought about calling time, but I didn't. And I kind of had to rush into the box. But they did on the scoreboard, they were doing a split screen of me and Riz. So I could see him and I could see his reaction to it, which was really, really cool.
Was he fired up about it?
Yeah. He loved it.
Yeah. He, you even gave him like a little hat tip, which
because I could see him. Yeah. So, like, that was the coolest part, was like, because they did that on the scoreboard and they were showing him, I could see his reaction. So I could give him, and he was kind of pointing at me, so I could give him a little hat tip. And then I looked up at the clock and there was 10 seconds. I had to rush into the box. You know, maybe umpire a little bit of feel, maybe a little bit of feel, stop the clock. But yeah, it was cool.
It surprised me you did that too, just because I feel like you're a big, like, very locked in person when you're playing. Like, you're not a big, like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't really joke around out there or like talk much when you're in the field or anything like that. So when you did that, I was kind of surprised, just because I'm like, he's usually pretty like stoic and locked in on what he's doing and not, I mean, it's before you even get in the box, but it surprised me a little bit, but it was really cool.
Yeah, I ended up having a gangster at bat too, and like a 11 pitch walk.
Yeah, that was a sick at bat. I know this isn't supposed to be mean. If you would have hit like a walk off homer, though, I would have been.
I know.
They would
I
have
was
been.
just about to ask, did you apologize to Rizzo's son for not hitting him a homer? That was the one
Yeah,
thing
he was on
that
me about
really
hitting a
bothered
homer at home the next day. It was like, should have stuck around. You know, Judge has twice as many homers as me, so you need to give me twice as many days. But yeah, in like the inning before, he said something like, you're going to get up and you're going to walk it off. And I was like, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Like, yeah, it's going to be sick.
Then I punched.
Fairbanks, he was
cool.
Gross. Fairbanks is
not
gross.
As cool.
That was a tough way to end Anthony Rizzo day.
Yeah. Fairbanks was throwing, you know, he bailed on his heater. It's actually funny. That slider
Tom,
that he was.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was mean.
Tom's
Tom.
Laid it on
Tom,
thick.
That was mean.
That wasn't mean.
Hitting's hard, Tom.
I didn't mean specifically you.
No,
I meant,
no,
Tom,
man.
I meant the blowing of the lead. You didn't go in.
I know.
The Fairbanks, that slider he was throwing was a 2% pitch on the chart, 2%, and he bailed on his heater. Like the pitching coach went up for a mound visit, and after the mound visit, he didn't throw another fastball, and so it was just like a really unique pitch. Like you're looking for a fastball, and he's throwing 90 mile an hour cutter slider things, and so it's just like it was a pretty weird one.
By the way, how you feeling today? You got hit. I looked like a slow pitch, and then I went back and looked at it. I was like, oh, it's 88. Like that's
it just grazed me. It grazed me
right on the rump.
Yeah,
like a little hip check,
a little thigh ball grazed
kind
me.
Not the ideal spot.
I'm good.
But those are kind of one of those ones are. It was 2-2. Like you were working a good at bat, but those are ones you're like, yep, thanks. I'll take first.
Yep,
don't mind if
I'll
I do.
Take it. You're gonna throw it in the batter box. I'll take it.
Yeah, you're like, I will gladly go to first base.
Yep.
But it is funny how, like, I thought that if you'd asked me after watching that pitch once, I was like 77, like 79. And then I went back and looked, I was like, no, it's still 88.
No, nope, guys are throwing 88 to 95 mile an hour slider curveballs now. The starter today was throwing 98, 99 with a 95 mile an hour slider cutter.
They called it a curveball on the broadcast, but your first at bat, the curveball or slider he threw you struck out on was disgusting. Like, it was just out of the zone, but I was like, that thing was
it was
sharp.
In the zone.
It was like down and in.
It was down and in the zone, and
but
it was
tight.
You would love the metrics. It was like negative 13 or negative 15.
Oof.
Vert.
Oof. So yeah, it's more pitch. That's definitely a curveball than not a slider.
Yeah, he's got some stuff. He's throwing four, a sinker, a 92 to 95 mile an hour, classified as a slider, but it's more of a cutter, and then and then a curveball with like negative 12 to negative 15.
Which the ball Bush hit out off him is the epitome of a pitch where you're just like, I don't know what you want me to. It was two balls above the zone. It was 99. It's like
99 top rail.
Yeah. It's like, what do you want me to do there? Those are the ones you tip your cap as a pitcher. You're like, you got me, man. You knew it was coming and you beat me to the spot.
That's a good hitter with a good swing.
Yeah. That was impressive.
Cubbies did it today. That was good. That was a good game. You know, the Pirates have been pitching it. I think that's the one, you know, Pirates haven't had the best record. They've been better since Donnie took over, but they pitch it, man.
Their staff's super young and they're all like flame throwing prospects.
Yeah, that stuff
are really good. And you got Skeens tomorrow.
Skeens tomorrow.
You excited? Have you you faced him? Obviously, you
a lot.
You guys faced him a ton last year.
I have to. If there's another guy that he has more at bats against, I'd be surprised in this point in his career.
Do you have a homer off him? Is he in the book?
Nah.
Ah, you have a double, right?
Get a double.
Yeah. Let's get him in the book tomorrow. Get a you double. Love hitting in Pittsburgh. Get you look back home. Your Steelers are there. You're going to go to the Steelers game Sunday.
Some angry Steelers fans yesterday after the Wego.
Yeah, tough. But are you switching back to being a Steelers
fan? I'm not a Bears guy. Through and through. Bears, okay. Man.
Yep. Just wanted to check. That's our weekly check-in for who you're a fan of.
Yep. Bearcats had a great one against Northwestern State.
It's a good opponent.
Tough one. Really scheduling.
Hey, sometimes you got to get your confidence up. I'm in Pittsburgh, was really lucky. I got to do something pretty cool with my high school this morning, which I'll touch on, but I'm going to Cincy and I'm going to talk to the team on Saturday so we can debrief on that next week. But going to Cincy, going to talk to the old Bearcats baseball team on Saturday, which would be great.
I need video of you like hitting some fungos for him too. All right, boys, let's go.
Here we go, fellas. Fundamentals.
We're going first, third defense. Let's go.
I was looking at the footage and we'll talk about what you did today. They got some big guys in your high school baseball. They had like
big
two
guys
that
man.
Were like 6'5", six. They were big dudes.
They walked in today and I was like, geez, this is how they're making high school kids now? They're all taller than me.
Ian today went to his high school or went to a workout facility near his high school after donating some money to build them a new gym. And we sent a camera crew also with Marquee. It'll be on the pregame show. By the time people will see this, it'll already be out. So it'll probably be on YouTube, be on the app. Really cool thing that you're doing, and I know you're partnering with a company to try to do this for more athletes around the country.
Yeah, we, you know, I started with my home gym. So Rep Fitness, you know, helped me with my home gym. Saw their stuff and was like, hey, this could be pretty special. Like we could do something pretty cool here. The equipment is just super versatile and sets up to do kind of facilities like this and like visiting clubhouses, stuff like that. So my high school coach, Pat McCloskey.
Is it the same one that the same guy's still there?
Same guy. Yeah.
That's crazy.
He was actually my brother's high school coach. Wow. And then mine. And he's still pretty young. And, you know, he changed my life, changed my brother's life. Special human. He's dedicated his life to like high school baseball. And like he was with me working out since I was 14 years old, freshman in high school. You know, him and I were workout partners. Was throwing and hitting and lifting in the summers every day. You know, didn't have to do that. Didn't get paid any more to do that. Like he was there every single day because he loved it and just an unbelievably passionate human being. And so I really wanted to give back. I wanted to help the high school. And so when I was a sophomore in high school, we found this warehouse and we were like, all right, we finally can have a place. We were hitting the gym. Like I'm sure you did. Like it's just like, oh, yeah. You're in the north. Like what are you doing in the winter? You're hitting the gym,
like the basketball
hit, like,
courts,
foam balls.
Yeah.
And so we found this facility. Like we took the old wrestling mats that we had laying around in the high school, rolled them out on the floor to protect the baseballs, didn't have heat, didn't have air, and strung up like construction lights. And like it was a place for us to hit on off hours. And it was like, this is amazing. We've made it. The following year, we found another space, finally put turf in, had some cages, had like some gym equipment that was like ratty and like, but it was like our place, and had that for my junior and senior year. After I left, they moved into another facility, but they still had the same gym equipment. So like they had nicer cages, but they had the same gym equipment from when I was there, like all iron plates, all like they're missing sets of dumbbells because they'd like fallen apart. Like the racks were they had 55-pound weights holding down the rack so they could squat because they were like so old and rickety. And so it was like, I would love, and the flooring was like all hodgepodge. So it was like, I would love to do this, and pitched it to Rep and was like, hey, do you think we could do this? And do you think we could do a program where like athletes can give back to their schools? And they loved it. And so we're starting this program called Rep Your School. This was the first one where athletes can go, they can donate to give back to their school, whether it's a football program, baseball program, whatever, whether it's the main high school, whether it's a facility like this. And so we put in over $25,000 worth of gym equipment to redo their facility, new flooring, all new equipment from Rep. And the coolest part, and Dakota, you'll appreciate this, is like the rack itself has like cable columns inside. So you don't need a bunch of space. So like it's nice. Like a rack, and then the front two pillars of the rack have two cable columns off it. So you can do like push pull stuff.
I've seen and those. So yeah. Like
it's a great use of space, you know, all new dumbbells, all new weights for them. So it was really cool not only to like see it come to fruition. We've been working on it for a long time, but to see my high school coach's reaction. We had the players came in, all the returners came in early this afternoon, and I got to see them see it for the first time, got to explain kind of all the equipment to them, what this means. And I just think
some videos of you doing like doing instructions on some of the different
yeah.
equipment. I was laughing at.
Yeah. And I just think like, you know, I think Dakota, you and I are good examples of it, but like what that teaches you in high school, just that hard work and like what you have to do to be that committed, to be there every day, to put in that work, to get a chance to go play in college, to get a chance, like those lessons stay with you for life. Like it's yeah. a really cool thing. And like, as someone who's really benefited from it, like if I can give back and if I can give somebody else an opportunity to have, you know, kind of the same experience or a similar experience to what I had being able to go play in college and do that. And like, it's just really cool.
Yeah. And I'm not going to knock all the nice new stuff because that's awesome. And it's really cool. The whole thing. Isn't there just something nice though, sometimes about grinding with like some rusty old plates and you're just sweating and you're in there. You're like, this is disgusting, but I'm getting after it. Like, don't you just feel like a little bit of like a little dog inside you?
Well, my brother and I talk about it all the time because when we were in high school, our field was all dirt.
Oh yeah.
All dirt infield.
You're slot. And then you're getting a new pair of pants the next
no
day.
No outfield fence.
Oh, like we had a crazy.
Fence. We had like a green yeah. monster in left, but there was a like the center field was a like little league field, and yeah. so like center field right center was like 450 feet. The right field line had to be 400 feet, and so like I think that they finally put up like a portable fence and like right and like center right center. Like my junior year, maybe, but like my brother was playing there. It was just like you could hit a ball onto the Little League field 500 feet away and it was still in play. and when we would take ground balls in the summers, it was all dirt. Like I can't tell you how many people I saw take bad hops off their nose. Like there's blood on that field, man. And now it's all turf.
You're learning to stay in front of a baseball.
Yeah. So when we took ground balls in the winter, we would go, there's a parking lot and we would use like foam balls. Like the hard foam balls, and we mm-hmm. would take ground balls on the parking lot or old baseballs, and like you'd be dodging snow salt. Like the snow salt would be the yeah. bad hops.
We'd shove all the
snow into one corner and we'd take ground balls. Now the kids just have turf.
It is crazy.
Where's the grit? Where's the grit?
Kids don't know. Kids don't get it anymore. They didn't have to deal with what we had to deal with. Like we would never get any bad hops, but we would always take grounders like on our basketball court indoors. And you just get screamers hit at you in there because yeah. like it's just skipping right along on a basketball court.
We used to use these like yellow foam balls. They weren't like super hard, but we would have our coach would call it Thunderdome. So we would be in the gym and there yeah. would be like six stations of hitting. So there would just be yellow balls flying over everybody's head. You'd just be like, you're gonna get popped in the side of the head with one of these balls, but it's all right because we're getting our work in.
It is crazy. Like it's way different nowadays. And like, I'm sure even my high school has a lot better things than it did when I was there, but it is crazy how baseball seems to get like the least amount of equipment and like necessary things to train. Obviously it needs the most with like batting cages, mounds, all that stuff. But like compared to other sports, I feel like we never like, especially here in the northern half of the States, it's like, you're just, this is what you got. Like you got a basketball court. Okay. Well, you're going to take grounders there. Like you're throwing bullpens on portable mounds that are sliding as you're striding down the mound and you're hoping you don't tear your ACL with every pitch.
Yeah. Like you're doing, you're in the gym on a portable mound. We're going to measure 60 feet with a ruler. Yeah. It's like, yeah, there was
And you're throwing, and the funniest part is like half the time you have to maneuver that portable mound so that you're not throwing with a directly white wall behind you so your catcher can see the baseball coming in. Like, it's
It was cool being in the facility today because like our coach has done such a good job like providing a space for these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And like they had like brown tarps like hung up behind all of like where the like on in the cages where the guys would throw just to give like a backdrop.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's made an amazing facility for them like over the years. But you know, I have such fond memories of that. Like he gave me a key when I was in high school. We were really, really close, but like he gave me a key so I could come in and work out whenever I wanted. Like I was the only guy that was able to do that. Like he just, you know, that's where I met Sean Casey. Like he made every effort to make it as easy as possible for me to like work hard and get better. And like, yeah, it was a pretty special thing, you know?
And it can't go understated enough, like how like important that is at that age to have someone looking out for you like that, because like he sees you putting in the work. Obviously he wouldn't do that if you were someone that was just like not focused and really trying to get after it. But like him doing that for you, like you said, obviously helped pave the path for you to go to Cincinnati and then go to the big leagues, obviously. So
yeah, like
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this
right now. New bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm gonna bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I know that I wouldn't be here if I didn't have like that type of influence.
Yeah.
Which is just, you know, couldn't be more appreciative, you know.
Did he go to the game today, or is he going to go to any of the games?
Yep.
Oh,
game today, be at the game tomorrow, be at the game the next day. He always gets... you know, the night games are definitely a huge help, but he always gets like the, you know, they have like the legends seats in New York, you know, so like in PNC, they have like the nice seats right behind home plate.
Mm-hmm.
He's in them.
He always gets those.
He always gets those. He sit right behind the on deck circle. And like, the only time he doesn't come to the game, which is hilarious, is like in the spring when they have like a practice or a game, and he'll be like, dude, I can't make it because, you know, we got a big game, but I'll be watching. Cause like, he's just,
I love that though.
Yeah.
That's what you want. You want him committed.
Yeah. It's just, he's committed, man. He loves it.
You think those seats at PNC cost the same as the ones at Yankee Stadium, Tom?
Nope.
Probably slightly different price point, but I'm thinking probably still more than you and I could afford. I don't think
either of us could. Very correct. But I just thought it was funny because I'm like, well, Yankee Stadium, those are probably a couple thousand dollar tickets.
I don't even know. I don't even know if those seats come with any perks.
It's just like, hey,
I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't think there's like a food station in PNC underneath.
There might not, but you're gonna have to ask them.
PNC though, I've never been. That's like the one park I've been dying to go to. I mean, everyone says that's like the nice.
Gotta go. It's a beauty.
It's no big deal. I've been on the field there. It's no big deal. It's no big deal.
You like it, Dakota? You a fan?
Whatever. I think it is one of. I thought I got to go to there and Bush, which were two really cool stadiums to see. I think like backdrop wise, at least watching it on TV today, I was going to say this was like with the buildings in the background, it might be one of the coolest, might be the coolest like backdrop stadiums there is. Obviously, you can't see a ton of that from on the field. You can still see it a decent amount, but like on TV, like it's one of the coolest views when you're looking out at center field.
I think it's a top five ballpark in the big leagues. And I think just like as far as beauty, because like some of the other parks, that it's just, it's because of the atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
you know, like history atmosphere or the is what gets the other ones up there.
I mean,
like
it's
just as
like,
far as like pure ball yard and like aesthetically pleasing. Right at the top, man.
I mean, I'll say it. Wrigley's only up there because of its history.
Yeah, like Wrigley has
love
like,
Wrigley.
Like Wrigley has so much character. Like Wrigley yes. has a brick wall. It has ivy. It has like the bleachers and the history of the field that like makes and 40,000 people every night. Like that's what makes it so special. Like
for
Fenway
sure.
has the Green Monster and the history of the ballpark. Like Yankee Stadium is Yankee Stadium, and then Petco now. Like Petco, obviously a really cool yard, but like it has this like electric atmosphere now.
Mm-hmm.
Like. That's what got those other parks up there. Like PNC is just like
yeah,
beautiful.
Like yeah, I couldn't agree more. PNC Wrigley is more just like what's the word I'm looking for? What are the names of people that build stuff?
Architects.
Yeah, like architecturally, very well done.
Well said.
Thank you. I got there. I landed the plane.
Wrigley and Fenway are also really cool because they feel like they're part of the neighborhoods that they're around. You know, like they feel like they're part of the city.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite parts about playing at PNC is?
Well, tell me about it.
Where are my Bruce Bolts? BruceBolt.us. Go to BruceBolt.us to get all of your baseball needs. Batting gloves. What do you need? A wrist guard? You need elbow
arm
guard?
Sleeves.
You need a shin guard in your arm sleeve? BruceBolt.us.
When you're off the field, golf gloves?
And when you're off the field? If you need a new golf club, you want to try something out, guess what? They got white, they got baby blue, they got pink, they got a couple signature series. Go check them out, BruceBolt.us, golf clubs, baseball gloves, signature series. Use code HAP at checkout. Tom.
Also cool today you guys were at PNC because of Roberto Clemente Day.
Yes.
That was pretty fitting for you guys to be in Pittsburgh on this day.
Yeah, big day. Roberto Clemente Day is such a cool day. Tom or Dakota?
Something? I was just going to say, it's not a day where everyone wears 21, right? That some people, who was it? I saw a couple guys like chose to wear it on different teams too, not just the Pirates. I forget who exactly, but I saw like a tweet about it.
Willie Castro is wearing it for the Cubs.
So
was he?
The breakdown is the whole Buccos team wears 21.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have won the Roberto Clemente Award, you get to wear 21.
Okay.
So like Justin Turner, Roberto Clemente Award winner, he gets to wear 21. And then if you're Puerto Rican born, you can also wear 21. So like Willie Castro, Puerto Rican, 21.
Javi Baez.
21. So
Francisco Lindor.
21. So that's how they do it. Really cool day. I mean, just to have... Yeah, Roberto's family was around, and just the connection to the city. Like, yeah, you know, I walk across that bridge before every game, walk right by a statue before every game on my way to the park. Like, it's a special thing. What he meant
maybe
to
one of the most special careers ever. I mean,
yeah,
humanitarian, 18 years in Pittsburgh, obviously passes away doing a humanitarian mission, trying to go to Nicaragua. Was someone that really cared about like the community and the places that he was. And the fact that like he finishes his career with 3,000 hits exactly, pretty incredible. And he had a very interesting career, signs with the Dodgers, ends up through a weird series of events, basically gets rule five by the Pirates and struggles really for his first 4 to 5 years of the bigs, doesn't really have the numbers that you'd expect him to end up with. And then in 1960 basically turns it on, and It's a shame we didn't get to see it because in his last year, he still had 8 WAR. He had over 8 WAR at his age 38 season when he got his 3,000th hit. So he was a guy that was still at age 38, was one of the best players in the bigs and brought two World Series to that city. Like, just a true icon of the game, and I'm glad that he's getting a day and some recognition because he definitely deserves it.
It'll be interesting to see if they retire 21 at some point.
I think they probably will. It feels like the impact that he had on the game is pretty significant.
Yeah, but it's just cool that they honor, like, every team has Roberto Clemente Award nominee, and the fact that Major League Baseball is honoring guys that are impacting their communities off the field, I think is a really special thing. And the guys that I've played with that have won the award, Riz, JT, I don't want to forget anybody.
Jay-Hay?
I don't think Jay-Hay's definitely been a nominee, but I don't know that he's ever won it. Though I can just say from the guys that I've been around who have won the award, they are, I think it's one of the most special things you can do as a player. Like, I just think it means, is that those two guys, it's meant so much to them.
You hear it the same in like the NFL whenever you win like the Walter Payton Man of the Year award. Like, guys have said, they're like, this means more to me than winning like the MVP.
Yeah.
Because it just shows like what you're doing off the field and the impact you're giving on to others. Like, that goes way further than hitting a home run in a game or anything like that. So it's definitely a huge honor. And they announce all the nominees today. And then when do they like announce the winner? End of the season?
I think they do it right around the World Series. So I think that guy actually goes to the World Series to get the Rookman Award.
Nice.
Kyle Tucker is the Cubs nominee this year.
Correct.
One other guy I want to talk about, Nico Horner, just red hot as of late.
6+ war. Ever heard of it?
Well, that was one of my
valuable second baseman. Ever heard of it?
He's one of right now three guys in the National League with 6B war. Perdomo and Otani are the others. That's pretty good.
Very
he's
good.
What did you say?
He said very good.
Okay.
He's excited. Right,
that. Hitting .362 with runners in scoring position this year. Just, I mean, insane. And right now he's at .299 in the season. Trey Turner, we don't know if he's going to play again. The Rob Thompson said they hope that maybe can get him a game or two before the Phillies make the playoffs. They're not guaranteeing that. He's at .305 right now. Nico's right in the running for the National League hitting title here. If he stays hot for another week or two, and Turner doesn't play or only plays once or twice and doesn't do that well, it's there for the taking.
That .305 is so cool.
.305 is the top in the NL.
Yeah.
What's happening to baseball? What's happening to baseball, man?
Yeah, these guys, they don't know how to go the other way. They don't know how to take their single.
Nico knows how to go the other way. That's why he's up there.
He knows how to do a lot. Man, yeah. I'll just say, like, good baseball player. Good baseball player. He's doing it. It's just fun to watch. The impact defensively. If he doesn't win the gold glove, I'll throw up. The base running. The bat. It's just like, that guy impacts the game every day. You know I love him. You know he's a friend of the pod. You know he's a former host. You know he's one of my best friends. But bless it, is it fun to watch.
I was going to say, you said friend of the pod. I was like, well, he started the pod with us.
It's just, man, it's awesome. And like, I'm very glad that, I think more people are seeing it, but I'm just very glad that like the game is valued. Like, he has one of the top wars in the National League and the game's valuing it because guess what? Really good player. And he's going to do it with less than 10 homers. Like, he's just, man, he impacts the game.
I've wanted him in the one or two hole all year too, so I'm very happy to see him up at the top of the lineup because he's such a great two hole hitter. He never strikes out. Gets bad on the ball all the time.
I looked it up. He's played 45 games. He has like 43 strikeouts. It's disgusting.
That's so impressive. That's so hard to do.
He's the guy, I've said this a couple of times, but he's the guy that I've been most impressed getting to watch every single day, where I thought I had an understanding of what his game was. Then when you watch him, you're like, I don't even really care what the stats say. Like, I don't know, his war isn't always obviously going to be 6 every year. You just want a guy like that in your team that you're like, he's going to go up, he's going to play great defense at second, he's going to not strike out, he's going to hit with runners in scoring position. Like, that's, if every team had a guy like Nico Horner, every team becomes better.
100%.
It is good to see him getting more recognition now. Like Ian said, it's just funny that because he's not hitting a ton of homers, that he doesn't get some of the love that like a lot of other guys do. And that's the way baseball is nowadays. Of like,
I'm looking at I'm just taking a gander at his baseball reference in the last 4 years. Sneaky Nick, 4.2 war in 22, 5.5, 3.7, 6.0. Played 150 games last year or 2 years ago. Played 151. You know, early in his career, he had a little bit of injury stuff. A little bit of injury stuff early in his career. And then 23, 150 games. 24, 151 games. And this year, he's played 143 on pace to play somewhere between 157, 158. Like, and I know how much pride he takes in that. Like, I know how much that means to him. Takes amazing care of his body, is one of the first people at the field, one of the last people at the field. He's in the weight room, he's in the training room. Like, he is on top of everything, and he's had to work really, really hard to be out there through some early career injury stuff. And like, it's so important for him to do that. And I'm proud of him as a friend, and man, it's fun to see.
Well, what's funny is the thing with Nico early on when he had like the injuries, I remember me and Zach would always talk about it. We're like, you never want to say this to someone, but like, he needs to play like 2% less hard. Like, he would almost play too hard, and he'd hit ground balls, like routine ground balls, and he'd go full sprint to first. And it's like, that is very good. Like, everyone, younger kids should do that. But it's like, hey, like, if you know you're out, man, like, you can pull up and go like 75%. Like, because it was just stuff, like little stuff like that, where it's like, dude, like, give your body a break when you can give your body a break, kind of thing.
It's also one of the best examples of like, when you come up at 22 years old.
Yeah.
And you're trying to make an impact, and one of your biggest factors is speed. And then like, learning to control that. I mean, he's also, you know, he needs a couple more bags, but he's pretty close to going 3 years in a row with 30 plus. Like, he's learned how to control, you know, how fast his 90% is, just like all those little things that just, it's been just, he's the first guy in my career that like, I've been able to watch the whole thing and like, be a part of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the guys that I came up with who were fantastic players, Javi and Addison and Chorb and Riz and KB, like
Dakota and Zach
and yeah, they were already like guys when I got there, and I got to watch that part of it, but they were already dudes. And like, to watch Neek go through the whole thing and like, watch the learning process has been honestly one of the most rewarding like parts of my career.
Yeah. It's, I mean, he was drafted, was he 17?
18.
So he was 2 years after me. Yeah. And I never even played with him in the minor leagues. That's how great. Well, he got called up from double A from the couch. Yeah. So I never even played with him, but Nico's the man. Like, everyone loves Nico. It's good to see him getting the recognition he deserves. And like you said, I always said when he would get injured too, me and Zach always talking about, I was like, I need to see a full year of Nico. Like, I need to see a full season of Nico to see what we really have. Like, just as like a fan watching the Cubs. And now that we've seen full seasons of Nico, it's like, this guy's a pretty good player. I think he'll be all right.
It's special. And it's hard to explain it, but like, when you play with him, he just does something to impact the baseball game every day. Mm-hmm.
He's super savvy. Like, he never makes the wrong play, it feels like.
Yeah.
Like, you think about that play he made against the White Sox where he lets the pop-up drop. There's always the little stuff like that where it does seem like he's always thinking about the next play, and he's always one step ahead of a lot of the people in the field.
Real quick, last topic. Before we get to screen time, last topic. Okay, so we had a play the other day. Maybe it was 2 days. Maybe it was Sunday. Nico, first and third. Nico fields a ground ball. Spins, throws it to Dansby. Okay? Dansby catches it. The runner doesn't slide. Dansby, big brain, high IQ, gets rid of it and throws it to first. Like, foul. Charging. Blocking. Foul on the guy.
Yep, sure.
Really high IQ play between those two. One, for Nico to say, you know what, I don't think we can get it out at home, and I'm not just going to take the out at first, I'm going to get the out at second. High IQ. And then Dansby to know the rule, whereas if you don't slide, or if you slide past the base, there's no discretion on if the runner's going to be safe or not. If that play is attempted and the guy doesn't slide, automatic double play, he's out, guy at first is out. We get out of the inning without a run. Super high IQ play between those two. Good baseball.
The infield plays unreal defense, and the outfield. Oof. For the Cubs. I mean, the whole team plays great defense.
Fun to watch. Fun to be a part of.
Your
comments on that play?
You're on one tonight. I'm just laughing at your excitement.
Nobody else comment?
It was a great play. I didn't see it.
I saw it. My one problem with the play was it was a great play. And, like, honestly, very key for you guys to win that game. It took a run off the board for Tampa Bay that you guys ended up really needing. He was not going to be able to throw that guy at first base. If I was Tampa Cash, I would have been out on the dug. I would have been throwing things. I'd have been like, he had no chance of ever throwing this guy out at first. Doesn't matter if the guy didn't slide. The guy was halfway to Omaha behind first base when he was trying to make the throw.
I was thinking that you were going to say that's a stupid rule. There's no common sense on the rule. There's no common sense on, there's no umpire discretion, which he's going to be safe. Doesn't matter. Doesn't exist.
Fair enough. I just thought Dakota knows in football, they have the thing where it can't be pass interference if the ball wasn't catchable. I kind of felt like that was a situation where I was like, if you can't get the guy out, I don't think he should have been out just because the guy didn't slide.
I will say in the spirit of the rule, because it's to protect the middle infielders, it would be a little bit crazy to say, well, if there's no play at first, you can murder the guy at second.
Sure. But that was a situation where I forget who was running, but that was just somebody who didn't slide. Like, he wasn't trying to hurt.
No, no. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
I don't think he thought there was going to be a play at second, and you guys kind of caught him off guard. And then he was like, I'm now standing.
Correct. All right. Let's get the people of Sloan Screen Time. Sloan, world's leading manufacturer of commercial plumbing systems at the forefront of the green building movement. Providing smart, sustainable, and hygienic restroom solutions. If you're in the market for a flush-o-meter, faucet, a sink system, Sloan Valve, what are your screen times?
9:37.
Wow.
It is midnight. It's a full day, man.
Sub 10, man. It's good.
It's a sub 10. I literally take sub 10 as a win. That's the sad part.
Of you. 242 for me.
That's what I would expect. It would be, you got these outings, you know, and then you got a game, you got BP, like, you're a busy guy.
5 hours, 57 minutes.
That's a respectable day, Tom. Proud of you.
Thank you.
Are you proud of me?
World's leading manufacturer of commercial plumbing systems.
That's a no.
Could have been.
You noticed earlier, by the way, when you said, and Dakota and Zach, he said Zach and then didn't repeat Dakota?
I heard it. I heard it. It's okay.
I did?
Don't worry about it, man. Maybe one of these days you'll mention me as one of your favorite teammates. It's okay. Keep going. You can close us out.
He just loves Gleyber Torres.
Hey, go ahead and close us out, and then next week we'll have Gleyber Torres as a co-host.
Go to Benny's, get your parse, send us a photo. We'll see you next week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.